Living Amuna, number 26, in the blink of an eye. There are times when people face serious problems that don't appear to have any solution. It's specifically regarding such circumstances that we're taught, Yeshuat Hashem keherif ayin, Hashem's salvation can come in the blink of an eye. When we don't see any way out of the predicament, this is due solely to our limitations. Hashem, however, is not limited and can always come up with a solution to any problem in an instant. We need to pour out our hearts to Hashem and beg Him to bring us the help that we need. A beautiful story of Yeshuat Hashem, Hashem's salvation, was related in the Yated Ne'eman magazine. A man named Martin worked as a middleman, filling orders for Walmart, hiring companies in China to mass-produce merchandise. One day in the early spring, he received a massive order from Chuck, the buyer from Walmart, requesting 500,000 snow globes. Martin stood to make $1 million from the order, and so he invested $2 million of his own money, much of which he borrowed, and he spent the entire summer overseeing the production. One day in late August, as he was spending time with his family in a park, he received a call from Chuck, the buyer for Walmart. I'm afraid I have some bad news, Chuck said. The higher authorities in the corporation changed their minds and decided that the snow globes are just a passing trend and it won't pay to invest in them. I'm very sorry, but we're going to have to cancel the order.
What?
Martin exclaimed. You can't cancel the order. The merchandise has already been produced and it's currently on a ship on the Pacific. You can't back out now. I'm sorry, Chuck said. But in the third paragraph of our contract, it says explicitly that we have the right to back out of the transaction. I'm terribly sorry. Maybe try selling the merchandise to a different store. When Martin got off the phone, he looked pale as a ghost. His wife and children asked if everything was all right, and he assured them he was fine. In reality, this wasn't how he felt at all. Over the next couple of days, Martin walked around in a daze. He had no money, owed hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he was stuck with 500,000 snow globes. He thought that if the shipment was delayed and still in China, he could at least avoid the shipping costs. So he called the company. He was told, however, that the shipment had been sent on time and would be arriving in a couple of weeks. At that point, Martin became a different person. He couldn't sleep, he didn't want to talk to anyone, and nothing interested him. He behaved like a hermit. Martin's wife was concerned for his health. What's happened to your amunah? She scolded him. You only have faith when things are going well. True, you lost a lot of money, but we still have each other and the children, and thank God we're all healthy. Martin realized she was right and agreed to speak to his rabbi. He told the rabbi his story and repeatedly lamented his foolishness in borrowing large sums of money for this investment. He mentioned how hopeless the situation was, as he had no money and was stuck with 500,000 snow globes. Have you forgotten who runs the world? The rabbi asked. Everything that happens in the world is decided by Hashem. There's nothing you could have done differently to avoid this loss. It was all from Hashem, so stop blaming yourself. It's never hopeless. Hashem can do anything. As long as there is life, there is hope. Go cry to Hashem. The gates of tears are never closed. His emunah revitalized. Martin opened a Tehillim, a book of Psalms, and tearfully prayed for the next 3.5 hours. He later recalled how he begged the one who holds the key to Parnassa, to livelihood, to remedy the situation. He returned home later that night, emotionally drained, but finally with a measure of peace of mind. For the first time since receiving the phone call, he slept soundly. The anxiety and fear that had consumed him day and night were gone, as he handed his problem over to Hashem. He felt free from the burden of his problem. The very next day, he received a call from Sean, a representative of Martin's insurance company. I'm afraid I have some very bad news for you, Sean said in a somber voice. Your shipment of 500,000 items was badly damaged. Yesterday, a crack was found in the ship's hold, and all the boxes were flooded. The merchandise is unusable. We are very sorry about your loss, but you are fully insured, and so we'll be reimbursing you for the full value of the entire shipment and paying you a 15% restocking fee. You should be receiving a check for $3.5 million within a week. Just like that, the biggest loss of Martin's life turned around and became his largest gain. He ended up making $500,000 more than he would have if the order had been completed. Hashem's salvation came keherif ayin, in the blink of an eye. We don't have to worry about figuring out how a problem will be solved. Hashem is very capable. We have to believe and pray to Him with the realization that He can always help.